Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley. The perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Made it through another week.
We did. Thank God for that. Thank God for coffee. And the weekend is almost upon us. Mm-hmm. I can smell it. It smells great. It smells like sunshine.
No, that's your coffee.
Oh, well, that smells like sunshine also. Mmm.
Let's give away the last of our 80s extermination tickets with thanks to the Peel Manor House. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Christy, what do you like at solving things?
Not too bad.
Okay. How are you at the Rubik's Cube?
Oh, terrible.
Right?
What's that got to do with anything? All she has to do is guess who sung it.
Yeah, I know. Well, she knows that. That's the easy part. But I'm thinking of the whodunit night at the Peel Manor House. What's she like at solving mysteries?
I see.
Can she solve a Rubik's? The answer is
no.
No, and neither can I. But you might be better at solving a murder mystery. But before we get there, who sung it? The choir boys did sing it.
Congratulations. You've scored our last double pass to the murder mystery night happening at the Peel Manor. Of course, it's an 80s extermination, so you have to dress up.
Oh, can't wait. It's going to be fantastic.
Amazing.
Yahoo.
91.7 The Wave, good morning. It's Gunners and Alley for breakfast. We're joined by our Mayor, Rhys Williams. We were talking before about the train station, but of course, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
So well.
And the Christmas pageant is coming up next week. We're so looking forward to this. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, I know, Ali, Christmas is one of your time of year, right?
Yep, it's my jam. It's my season.
Are we dressing up this year? I remember last year there was a bit of dress up.
I think the next time that you come in a fortnight, I might have something cute organised, right? So be excited, be prepared.
I will hang out for that.
Uh-huh, yep.
Christmas is a great time of year in Mandurah. Between the Port Mandurah Christmas Canal tour that the residents there put on, which I just love, thousands of people come to the city
so
to take
good.
Part in that. Our Christmas pageant, of course, in a couple of Fridays' time, that's always a huge event. We've got all sorts of floats this year in the parade, and, you know, it's a great time of year for us to be able to kick off the Christmas period. And then throughout summer, we've got things happening just about every weekend, celebrating Christmas, encouraging people to be buying local markets and all sorts of great things. We really want to position Mandurah over the next few years as the capital of Christmas.
Hey, can I be an ambassador for that? I'm putting my hand up straight away.
Consider it done. We'll make that decision right here. You heard
Thank
it
you.
Here first on
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Oh, I'm so excited.
Ali, our Christmas ambassador.
Absolutely.
As long as you wear a nice little elf
look,
hat.
I can double as an elf because I'm short. So look, it's all set out. It's perfect.
But it is a great time of year, Amanda, and I know you guys have been plugging this hard, but can we just say, get out and, you know, buy your Christmas presents locally, support our local markets and our local businesses. They do a great job. This is a beautiful time of year, so encourage your family and your friends to come down and enjoy what Mandurah's got to offer.
One question, Rhys.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on with the big Christmas tree that's usually at the roundabout? It's not up yet.
Yeah, it'll be going up shortly.
Woohoo!
The Christmas decorations started being installed yesterday. There is some sort of superstition that you're not meant to start before December 1st,
that
right?
That is true. I usually don't put any of my Christmas decos up December 1, they all go up, but I'm going to pre-hang my lights and then when it, you know, comes up, I'll be able to go, look, flick the switch,
that's okay.
On.
They've been on in the shopping centre since about September, so I feel like it's
like
okay.
Yep.
Mate, always great to catch
great
up with
to see you,
you
guys.
And we'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Awesome.
Gunners and Alley for breakfast. I Can't Dance. It's Genesis. Now, a picture that's flooding the internet at the moment is a baby Jesus that looks a lot like Phil Collins.
Now, can I just say, this baby Jesus that they've, the effigy of baby Jesus, it's 6.7 metres tall.
What?
It's not like a little tiny thing. It is taking up the whole entire roof to floor room of the church in Mexico. 6.7 metres tall baby Jesus that looks like Phil Collins and a little bit like Nicolas Cage as well. And I mean, like, I understand why they do it. It's cute. It's the baby Jesus. But why? 6.7 metres, like just human size in a little basket.
Yeah, that'll
Hello, baby
do.
Jesus.
You don't need, like, 30 feet of Jesus.
It's
baby
like
Jesus.
Godzilla, but baby Jesus style, you know? Imagine if that let loose. You know that episode of The Simpsons where the Donut King came to life and all of the big icons and, like, the neon signs in Vegas?
Came to life.
Imagine if that came to life stomping around.
6.7
Take a
meters.
Look at me now.
Do some damage, wouldn't it?
Okay, Gunners, so we all know James Earl Jones voiced Darth Vader, right?
That is correct.
Okay, but did you know that actor David Prowse, who played Darth Vader in Star Wars, he stopped learning his lines when he realised he was getting dubbed over by James Earl Jones?
Well, you couldn't see his lips move, so no harm done.
Yeah, but you know what he did instead?
What?
He'd improvise lines to the other cast members, sometimes speaking complete gibberish, forcing them to respond as if he had said the correct lines. Take that, Star Wars.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Of course, James Earl Jones just provided the voice, and poor David Prowse even got stiffed when he did the big reveal, because that wasn't him either. It was another actor, Sebastian Shaw.
So we didn't see his face and we didn't hear him speak. All we saw him do was walk around in the cape and the helmet.
That's right, because he was really tall. He was like nearly 6'6".
Right.
So they needed the imposing size of Darth Vader. Thanks, David Prowse. Voiced by James Earl Jones and faced by Sebastian Shaw.
Poor Prowsey, missed out completely.
Gee, Darth Vader was a complex character.
Wasn't he just?
Yes. And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
Now, you can have Gunners and Ali anytime, day or night. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.